The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Letter Writing Day, Tony. Do you still write letters?
Dear Michael, I could have simply said, yes, I do still write letters. But that seemed impersonal. Instead, I thought I'd actually put pen to paper. Yes, I do still write letters. Fondly, Anthony Irwin Kornheiser.
Carol, do we still have stamps? Do you know how obnoxious that was? I mean, do you have any idea how pretentious and obnoxious that was? Do you have any? No?
I thought it was good. It was good. I had a pen in my hand. I had paper in my hand.
Yeah.
I felt good about myself. I felt like I was somehow being true to what I used to
People
do for 40 years
know
and
what
haven't
you
done
were
in
doing.
A while.
Yeah.
I don't know. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Oregon needs a coach. Steph Curry needs 16 three-pointers, and the Lakers need to get it together. But we begin today with the New England Patriots sending pro football back to the 1920s last night. Respecting wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour in Buffalo, the Patriots ran the ball and ran the ball and ran the ball. They ran it 46 times and threw it 3 times, just once in the first half. The Patriots ran the ball over, around, and through Buffalo for 222 yards and a 14-10 win. Wilbon, do you come to praise the Patriots or slam the Bills for not being able to stop it?
Well, Tony, I'm not going to slam the Bills for not being able to stop it. I'm going to slam the Bills in a minute for just being whiny. Just whiny. They used to be an appealing team, and now I want to say to the Buffalo Bills, get out. But let me go first to the New England Patriots, who I come to praise, and everybody should come to praise them, and specifically Bill Belichick, the coach. Yeah. People can think whatever they want about Belichick. They can dislike him. They can say his team is cheated over time. You can say whatever you want. He is smarter and better as a head coach than all the other coaches, just about all the other, maybe all the other, right? Especially in this crop of head coaches that we have in the NFL these days, Tony. He figures out the way that he is going to employ his forces, his boys, to beat your boys, and he does it. And he did it, and it was brilliant. It was great. There was a certain appeal to that game if you like snow and wind and all that stuff. And then the Buffalo Bills, they get mad at people for asking questions at the media and the head coaches. Snippy, shut up. You got your fat butts kicked, and you want to quibble with the questions, huh? They ran it down your throat. Take it. Yeah. Be a man about it. Be accountable for it. It's just, I'm sick of the Buffalo Bills. But yes, praising of the New England Patriots.
I'm not going to slam the Buffalo Bills. They held New England to 14 points. They tried hard. They lost. They didn't gag. They didn't gag.
But then don't
they
whine.
Got
don't
beat
whine
in
later.
The game of football.
Yeah.
They got beat
That's
in the game
right.
of football.
They did.
They got beat. Okay. We'll talk about that in the moments to come. But I want to go to Sean McDermott first, because this is what he said after the game. He said, let's not give more credit than we need to give credit to Bill
Please.
Belichick in this one.
Please.
Whether it's Bill or anyone else, they beat us, right? With all due respect, it's not a Bill Belichick type thing. Mike, I don't know why he would say that. They play each other in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They play each other in Foxborough.
Yeah.
Does this guy think Bill Belichick will not remember what he just said?
I
does he think
does.
Bill Belichick will not try to rub his nose in it? This is Bill Belichick of 6 Super Bowls versus Sean McDermott of less than 6.
Yeah.
6 less than 6.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are 100% right about
God.
What we saw. When you couple what Nick Saban did on Saturday to Georgia with what Bill Belichick did last night to Buffalo, you are watching master classes of great coaching. Master classes. The next time they play, Belichick is likely to throw it 46 times and run it 3. Because he'll make that determination based on what his team does best under those conditions. The Buffalo team was outplayed, was outsmarted, and was outcoached. And if you tell me today that New England is going to the Super Bowl, I'll go, I'm not certain of that. But what I am certain of is that right now, they're better than Buffalo.
Yeah.
They're better than Buffalo.
They are better than Buffalo, Tony. And the tone is set by the guy at the top. And if he's whiny, his players are likely to be whiny. I mean, their performance after the game was as bad and as weak-hearted as their performance during the game. Somebody ran it down their throats, and they have the nerve to, like, complain? Are you kidding me?
No, they
get
didn't.
Them off the
they
stage.
They got beat.
Get Buffalo off the stage.
Defense,
please.
The Buffalo defense knew what was coming, and they could not stop it.
Yeah.
The New England Patriots imposed their will last night, and that was something to see.
And these guys don't have the class to say we got beat. They want to whine. They want to question the questions. Mario Cristobal was introduced as the new head coach at the U today. Now Oregon needs to find his successor. And there is some speculation that Chip Kelly could be a candidate. Kelly went 46-7 for the Ducks between 2009 and 2012 and 8-4 this season while heading UCLA. Tone, does an Oregon reunion with Chip Kelly make sense to you?
I would say it absolutely makes sense. I'm not saying it guarantees, you know, great strides in victories. North Carolina's doing it now with Mack Brown. It's doing pretty well. It's not doing great. Washington did it with Joe Gibbs. Did pretty well. Didn't do great. Was not on a championship level.
Right.
But as you say, this guy was 46-7 there. Not that long ago. 46-7. Now, you can say that Chip Kelly didn't do well anywhere else. He didn't do badly in Philadelphia. He was 26-21. That's okay.
Yep.
He went to San Francisco, 2-14 and fired. He's at UCLA, and even with the 8-4 this year, he's 18-25 overall. You know, but he got it done in Oregon, and that's where the opening is. The opening is in Oregon. I'm one of those guys, I know you don't believe this, I'm one of those guys who believes that Lincoln Riley will instantly energize USC, and that could get UCLA caught in the wash on that. So I think Kelly ought to consider this, because this is a good exit strategy for him.
Yeah, I'm not big on guys looking for exit strategies. If you're looking for an exit strategy in the same conference, I don't much want you. Chip Kelly is undeniably a force at Oregon, Tony. But, you know, things move on. Other schools in your same circumstance, as we see in the Pac-12, they try, and maybe they will make upgrades. And Chip Kelly, I don't know if this is going to work when you talk about going home. John Robinson did this, right, in Southern California to some extent. It wasn't great. The second time around, like it had been initially, you mentioned Joe Gibbs, who, of course, you and I are going to think of that first and foremost, because we covered both parts of it. And the first part was spectacular. 4 Super Bowls, 3 of them won, and then they brought him back to reprise it. And it wasn't the same, even though he got to the playoffs a couple times. Tony, I wouldn't begrudge him for going back. Do I think it's going to work like it did the first time around, where everybody went crazy and declared Chip Kelly was the next, you know, visionary? No, I don't particularly see that. But by the way, what's Oregon's mission? Is it to be really good and competitive, or is it to win a national championship? And if they don't, they're going to fire them, because most colleges these days at the top of the pyramid are just egomaniacal.
I want to go to the other end of this.
What?
I understand why Cristobal is going to the U. That's his alma mater. I get it.
Sure.
But if it wasn't his alma mater, he's leaving a school that can compete for the national championship. They were ranked as high as 3 this year. Had they beaten Utah in those games, they'd be in the playoffs. The University of Miami right now is a memory. It's something nostalgic. They've churned through their last 3 coaches. In fact, all the Florida schools right now, the great powers, Miami, Florida State, Florida, they're turning over coaches every 2 years. I'm not sure that I would do this. If it was not my alma mater, I would not do this. I would not. Lakers coach Frank Vogel, getting some heat for the Lakers' 12-12 start. Yesterday, LeBron James stepped up to defend Vogel, sort of, saying, quote, I think criticism comes with the job. He has a great coaching staff, and we as his players have to do a better job of going out and producing, unquote. Wilbon, does Vogel deserve the flack he's taking for the Lakers' ordinary start?
No. No. I mean, Vogel's been a good defensive coach, somewhere between good and great, all his years as a head coach in Indiana and with the Lakers. Last I checked, he's wearing a championship ring. But his defenses, Tony, have been like top 10 all the time. So now, what fails the Lakers now? Defense. They're not playing any. They're not playing any. But they wanted to go out and get shiny new toys, and that's what they did. So live with your shiny new toys. Don't blame Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel knows how to put together good defense. That keeps you in contention, and that's what the Lakers are not doing. So, no, it's easy to blame him. And my dear friend and co-host on another show on Countdown, Stephen A. Smith, who you love dearly too, Stephen A. has said he is not lobbying for Vogel to be fired. I think that's where a lot of this originates. Stephen A. has said, I think he will be fired. Now, the Lakers can go one of two ways. They can get rid of Vogel and blame him, or they can change the team over as LeBron's Cavaliers did, what, 2017-18? So there's a couple of ways to go here. Do I find Vogel to blame? No, I do not.
I'll quibble with one thing you said when you said shiny new toys. They're shiny old toys.
Okay, shiny old
toys.
That's
the problem.
Fair enough.
They're ancient.
Shiny toys.
These people are ancient.
Yes.
Westbrook cannot go play with LeBron. Anthony Davis doesn't want to guard anybody. LeBron is 36 with a mileage of a 46-year-old because of all those games he's played. And Dwight Howard and Rajon Rondo and Carmelo Anthony, they've been in the league for 4,000 years.
Seven, I think.
Yeah, fine. Seven Hall of Famers who need a walker to get in at the moment because they are ancient. Here's what's going to happen. Frank Vogel is a pawn in this game. He was the coach of the team that won in the bubble.
Yes.
He's got a ring. But this is how it ends with LeBron all the time. Either LeBron moves on or you move on. That's the price of coaching LeBron James. And nobody in the world is going to be surprised if Vogel is fired before the playoffs, even though you and I don't blame him. That's just the dynamic on LeBron James' team. If you want to see a team that's collapsing, that may be capsizing, go up the coast a little bit. It's Portland.
Yeah.
Okay, Damian Lillard's having the worst year of his career. They're 11-14. They fired the president and GM, and that guy who hired Chauncey Billups at the coach means that Chauncey's got no protection there now, and he could be thin on ice. On thin ice. That's a bad deal right now. I think you would agree with me on
that. I agree with you, Tony.
Let's take a break.
Don't worry about my man.
Coming up, could Steph Curry really go for 16 threes against the Blazers tomorrow night?
And what's the word for Florida's home loss to a winless Texas Southern team last night? No, they got to blame somebody in L.A. They got to blame somebody because they ain't, they're looking way
I'm gonna
up
hold off
at Golden State and Phoenix.
I'm going to hold off on L.A. till the playoffs. Because the playoffs are
Pardon the interruption is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Live truly. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Truly Hard Seltzer, part of Happy Hour.
Time for some head-to-head word smithery. Let's get the first one from the producer over the loudspeaker.
The idea of Steph Curry hitting 16 threes tomorrow night against the Blazers is blank.
It's tantalizing. The record is Klay Thompson. He's got 14. Curry's most ever is 13. The most ever this year is 9. So why does this come up? Because he's 15 behind Ray Allen, total all-time threes. And if he got 16, he'd break the record, and he'd break the record at home. See, after they play Portland at home, they go on the road for 5 games. He's going to break it in the next 2 or 3 games at the most. Maybe he wants to break it at home. Can he do it? He can. I don't think he could. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a tremendous long shot. But I think he'll be out there firing in the first quarter, Mike. Take 5 or 6 in the first quarter. Just see if he feels it. Just see if he feels it.
Tony, I get more joy from watching Steph Curry than anybody in sports right now. All sports. More. Steph Curry. And I'm rooting for him. But no is my word. No. Now, he would break Klay Thompson's record for threes in a game, which is, you mentioned, is 14. And I think 14. Steph either made the assist pass or set the screen that allowed, you know, Klay to be free for that shot back whenever it happened. It would be so cool if he did it, Tone. But that's crazy, even for him. And last night, his shots last night, threes last night, from all over the court. It seemed like the backcourt. It'd be wonderful to happen. I know even the greatness of Steph Curry, the MVP right not now. I don't see it happening.
Break the record by 2. It's not going to happen. Yeah. Next.
Florida should feel blank about losing to previously winless Texas Southern last night.
They should feel ashamed. Florida's ranked 20th. They've been as high as 14th. Texas Southern was 0-7. In all-time history, ranked SEC teams were 51-0 against SWAC teams. So this is the first time ever, that a ranked SEC team lost to a SWAC team. Now, why did Texas Southern take this game? Because small schools like that, like my school, Binghamton, the beginning of the year, you take games you know you're going to lose. You take them for the guarantee. You take them for the money so that you have a recruiting budget. You take them for the exposure so some kid says, wow, it might be nice to play there. They're supposed to lose that game. They know they're going to lose that game. It's great that they won that game. And Florida should go back in the locker room and not come out until Christmas.
The Gators should feel SEC-ish about this loss. Because the SEC is going back to another time, Tom, when all they could play was football and they couldn't play basketball. We know they can play basketball. We've seen Kentucky win championships. We just saw Auburn, Charles Barkley's Auburn team, get to the Final Four. Was it the final game a couple years ago? So we know they can play. But now, lately, they're back to being the SEC. They're back to being the also-ran in basketball. And by the way, kudos to Texas Southern, because there's a renaissance of sorts for historically black colleges and universities in this country in all sports, because some pretty good athletes are still going there, and more of them are going there saying, wait a minute, I can get a good education here where I know my family and forefathers have been welcome for 200 years. So good for them. I'm glad they beat Florida.
That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Paige Beckers gets news on her knee injury.
And my Bulls keep rolling, even without DeMar DeRozan and half the team, either injured or in protocol. Rolling.
So you gotta. You don't know this at Northwestern, but when you're a small school, you have to have these paydays. You gotta go around the country if somebody will have you and pay you.
Yeah,
so
I know.
You
come in.
Tonight at 6 Eastern on SportsCenter, assessing how expectations that this is Big Ben's last season in Pittsburgh affect the Steelers' stretch run. Plus, breaking down the new balance of power in the AFC after the Patriots win over the Bills and the impact of LeBron's endorsement of Frank Vogel as Lakers coach. SportsCenter, tonight at 6 Eastern.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Live Truly. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 65th birthday, Larry Bird. Kind of makes you feel old, doesn't it? That the hick from French Lick is now officially a senior citizen in the vulnerable group. though I will bet Bird can still make 10 in a row from the corner and raise his finger into the air when the last one is on its way. There's no point listing all Bird's statistics and awards. He's simply one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Together with Magic Johnson, Bird rescued the NBA from the slow extinction of tape delay telecasts and sponsorship indifference. What's interesting to speculate about Bird is what he might have done had the three-point shot been as emphasized when he played as it is now. The most three-point shots Bird ever took in one season was 237. He only took 200 threes two times. Steph Curry takes 800 a year. Bird is the best big man shooter ever. If he loaded up on threes, he would have averaged 30 points a game easily.
Yes, he would have, Tony. There was something on the other night where the duel between him and Dominique Wilkins was being shown again, and Dominique was narrating it, and it was spectacular to hear Dominique talking about him and Bird in that great playoff game in May of 1987, maybe. Oh, my God. Yes, Bird. Kids now, sorry, I'm going to rip you. You have no idea how great Larry Bird was. You just don't.
Happy anniversary, Bo Jackson. On this day 36 years ago, Bo won the Heisman Trophy over Chuck Long, the quarterback from Iowa, in the closest vote in Heisman history. Yeah, it seems silly now, given how their careers played out, but the Heisman often goes to someone who gets left at the gate in the NFL. It's a college award, after all. For a while now, they've taken to inviting a bunch of contenders to New York City for the ceremony, except if it's virtual, like last year. Last year, two Alabama players were finalists, Devontae Smith, the eventual winner, and Mac Jones. This year, there appears to be no reason to waste the airfare on anyone but first-year Alabama quarterback Bryce Young. He likely went to the front in the voting on his last drive against Auburn two Saturdays ago and then cemented his lead with his brilliance against Georgia last Saturday.
Yeah, Tone, I don't know how many people might have felt they were in it, but when that game ended, people just should have been taken off the microphone, taken off whatever, and just leave it. Just leave it at a table nearby, because I think we know who the Heisman Trophy winner is going to be on Saturday.
Happy trails, Alain Vigneault. The Philadelphia Flyers coach was canned yesterday in the third year of a five-year deal after the Flyers' winless streak had reached eight games. The Flyers had assistant coach Mike Yeo coach last night, and the streak reached nine. General manager Chuck Fletcher said of the Flyers, quote, "We've lost our way," unquote. Vigneault previously coached the Rangers, the Canucks, and the Canadiens, and took New York and Vancouver to the Stanley Cup Finals. This is apparently the start of the firing season in the NHL. Over the weekend, the last place Canucks cleaned house. Among others, they fired the general manager Jim Menning and the coach Travis Green. They brought in Bruce Boudreau to coach. Boudreau had previously coached the Washington Capitals, the Anaheim Ducks, and the Minnesota Wild. Boudreau was working for the NHL Network when he got the call, so at least he was watching all of the games.
Tony, when is the non- or off-season for firing NHL coaches? It always starts about 3 weeks in. Just check the Chicago Blackhawks, and it just goes.
Yeah.
And it goes into the playoffs, the season in which you can fire NHL coaches, and nobody seems to object out loud.
Two corrections. Wilbon, you hammered SEC basketball, but Alabama did just beat Gonzaga.
That's fair.
And the Bird and Dominique playoff game was 1987.
Let's go
to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Your Bulls beat the Nuggets despite DeMar DeRozan entering COVID protocol. Your thoughts?
A lot of people in the COVID protocol right now, Tony, even though 98% of the NBA players have been vaccinated. But side note, my Bulls are pretty damn good. Beginning in January, unvaccinated NBA players will not be able to play in Canada and return to the U.S. Is this significant?
Well, you just said 98% are already vaccinated, except Kyrie Irving is not actually playing. The problem is people who've been vaccinated get this.
Right.
UConn's Paige Beckers, diagnosed with a tibia plateau fracture. She'll be out 6 to 8 weeks. Your reaction?
As bad as that is, Tom, out 6 to 8 is not as bad as out for the rest of the season. Can't wait to see her back. The Phoenix Mercury did not renew the contract of head coach Sandy Rondello. Does that make sense?
They went to the finals. I don't know what's going on there, but they went to the finals. Last one, Wild and Oilers tonight. Who you got?
Tony, you want to see McDavid and Draisaitl, don't you? And those are two of the three best teams in the West. So I want to see goals. I want to see great players score. That's what I got.
Out of time, try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. SportsCenter.